Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
To the universe. Wasn't there a discussion of that on many of the Star Trek shows? Order in the universe. If that hasn't been the case, there is much discussion of it in science classes. Oh, wait a minute, I forgot. We're not teaching science much anymore because we're running out of money, spending money on things like, what are we spending money? Oh, a war? Yeah, I guess we're doing that. Lots of other things that are being funded, but how about education? What's the future of America worth without good education for youngsters who are in school? There's a subject matter, Jay, for the question box on our social media. Welcome to another hour of discussion. It's the Friday program in focus now, March 11th. Truly, Jennifer, one-third of the way through the month now. Jennifer Horn is here to celebrate. Whoopee! Victoria Keelan. It's May 11th day? No, March 11th day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 3-11.
Mm-hmm. 3-11-22. That's not, doesn't... If it was 1-1-1-2-2, that would have some numerological significance. I don't think 3-11-22 does, though.
It does if you like the band 3-11. It's a big deal.
All right, so then tell us about the band 3-11, because those of us like me who are unwashed don't know anything about 3-11. Who's in 3-11?
Uncouth. They're a big band in the 90s and still have a really big following.
They were terrible.
Right.
Awful.
Apparently, Victoria's
not following
them. My
cousin here, you see that. My cousin's headed to Vegas this weekend for the big 3-11.
I know, my husband's so sad he's not heading to Vegas this weekend.
But also, so like, how come, like, why are they still called 3-11 when it's KKK? That's bizarre to me. In 2022. That's what 3-11 is. 3-11 is 3 times the 11th letter in the alphabet. It's KKK. That's why they chose
that. Is that why they call themselves that?
No, that's not why they chose their name. They chose their name because 3-11 was a public urination code,
right,
and I can't remember where, and one of the band members.
The KKK thing I'd always heard since the 90s about that, which is weird.
Really?
But like now in 2022, it's extra strange. Yeah.
Wow.
But anyway, hey, urinate in public, that's cool too.
Right.
Your music
wonderful.
Still sucks.
Wow.
Yay.
Angry about it.
Uh-huh.
Gosh, don't like crappy music.
Are you celebrating still then the new president of South Korea, Mr. Suk? That's one of the big stories this week on the countdown, if you haven't seen it yet. The DJV program with all of the things that people will smile about, laugh about, perhaps be angry about, Major League Baseball reaching an agreement. We haven't much time.
Are people happy or are they just fed up?
With Major League Baseball?
I'm ready for the distraction. I'm excited.
Yeah. I noticed that there were a lot of stories.
I don't even know what
around
the deal was. I'm glad it's coming back.
Well, the Red Sox announced their first game, et cetera, et cetera. I think most of the teams have.
I think
a lot
the
of 7th reports.
Is when it starts, April 7th.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh. Opening day was supposed to be March 31st, so it's kicked back for a week. So does that mean spring training begins today, this weekend? I would think it must.
I think they're doing something. I'd heard a couple days ago that they were getting close on a deal and that the Dodger manager had already gone to Phoenix. So, maybe it'll start soon.
So, at the heart of the dispute, the issues included what they call a competitive balance tax. What the heck is that? I never heard of it. Is that a government thing that they want the league to pay? What is that? What the heck is that? And minimum salaries? So what do they start at now? I thought they started about the
didn't
same place.
Didn't they raise the
football.
Minimum salary?
Minimum salary.
Yeah, that was the deal. Yeah,
wasn't
right.
It 700,000? Isn't it somewhere in there? I think it's the same as football, if I'm not mistaken. 700,000. And then, but the younger players, the people that play in those the secondary leagues, like the Worcester Blue Sox, or what do they call them here instead of the Red Sox, those kids get like 40,000 a season. And there's a lot of, they travel around. But it's the precursor to getting into the big leagues. Does everybody get into the big leagues? No. But those who do have,
I thought part of the
about this.
I thought part of the deal was like negotiating either accommodations while you're in the, you know, in the minor leagues. And,
for those
and,
kids, yes, right.
Yeah, yeah. And maybe yeah. salary increases for them. I thought there yeah. were, I think the I thought biggest, there was a focus
part
on some
I
of that.
I think it was about free agency, too, because right now a lot of players don't get free agency till they're already starting to not, they're past their peak because of the age requirements or the length of time that you go into baseball. And so one of the big things was that they're going to hurry. And I don't know what the owners, I haven't looked at the new agreement that they came up with, but that was one thing that the players were looking for, is that most of them hit free agency when they're already starting to get the decline rather than on the uptake, which means that they yeah. don't make as much money.
Yep. Mm. All right, well, anyway, the good news is the baseball season starts. It's a week later, but it's better than what happened the last time there was a strike. I think it was a month, wasn't it? At least a month late?
And more than that, it was at least a half a season.
Yeah, right. So will they make up the extra games that they've lost? Because normally it's 162 games in a season, right?
Manfred said that they were just getting canceled. So I don't think that there's going to be any makeup games. Maybe with the two, because it's only 2 weeks, maybe they'll be able to and maybe they'll choose to. But I know that Manfred, one of his things was that these games will not be made up. So I don't know if he's changed his mind.
Well, but it's good. Celebrate that. End of that. That's something to celebrate. Here, if you didn't like Jussie Smollett, you can celebrate he's going into the Slammer for 150 days. That's what he was saying. Is that appropriate? Is that enough? 30 months probation, 3 months in, what, 1, 2, 3, that's 5 months in jail, right? Convicted
yeah.
on 5 of the 6 felony counts. Disorderly conduct was one of them. I think lying to the police was another one. The judge denied a motion.
I mean, all the resources that it cost the city of Chicago.
To go
I think
after this guy.
Investigating his fake crime. And then all the taxpayer money, and then there was someone resigned. I mean, it was a whole big, he really set off a domino effect that I don't think he anticipated.
Part of it was they have charged him $120,000 in restitution.
Right, right.
And then there's a $25,000 fine. So that's pretty close. Chicago officials were looking for $130,000. That's what it said they
Is he ever going to work again?
Probably. Well, I don't know. How do you tell?
Well, I just mean reputation-wise. I mean, he's going to jail now.
I wouldn't hire him to work on my farm.
He was working in the courtroom yesterday, that's for sure. After the judge sentenced him, and it could have been 3 years, so he actually did pretty well considering what he could have gotten.
Right.
So the judge gives him the sentence, says, you know, people are laughing at you because you did something so ridiculous. You're like the subject of talk shows, blah, blah, blah. And so he lowers his head and he says, Your Honor, I respect you and I respect the jury, but I did not do this. And I am not suicidal. And if anything happens to me when I go in there, I did not do it to myself. And you must all know that.
Who does he think wants to kill him?
So, exactly. This guy is so self-important. Or is he going to try to kill himself to make it look like someone's after him? I mean, that's what I would think.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Ding-a-ling, enough attention on him. South by Southwest in Austin this weekend. Who's going?
I've always wanted to go. I've heard it's so cool.
I wish we could turn the call letter. This is SXSW is what they refer to it as in the popular media. Wouldn't it be nice if we could find a radio station, WSXS? How about that? Turn it around?
You think? Yes, call letters. Yeah.
Yeah, WSXS. Yeah, those are great call letters. Yep. Let's see here. Women and men's NCAA tournaments. Anybody watching that? Men's tournament? Women?
Don't like basketball.
No. Well, then let's talk about the end of Flip or Flop. How many people are upset about that? Have you watched Flip or Flop?
That was a popular show. All the HGTV junkies always liked that show.
But aren't there too many of those shows? Don't they have a lot of those?
Probably.
Flip 'em? Yeah.
Yeah, there are a ton of home renovation shows. Well, they were always popular, but then they got even more popular in 2020.
Because
everybody realized, we're going to be home, and we're going to now upgrade everything in the backyard, and everyone was creating outdoor spaces to hang out. And so, yeah, they even had a bigger boom, but I guess it's been on for a while.
But didn't the couple that ran it, where they got divorced? Is that the show?
Yeah, but they
continued
to work
together for I don't know how many seasons after.
It's interesting to look at all of these things that people spend their time doing. Before we started this hour, we were talking about with TV shows, Law and Order, etc. There were 3 good episodes of Law and Order last night, I thought. But I never sit still for 3 hours of anything. what I happened to last night. Yeah, listen, it's not bad. It's good. Everything's good. Everything is beautiful. Children and COVID, the fact that children get rid of or clear, it goes through their system much quicker than adults, according to the studies out this week. I don't know how much more can we talk. I see that COVID, where's COVID on the number six this week? Good. It's gone down from number one to number six on the countdown list. So that's good. We have to spend a lot of time talking about that. And so let's talk about Lionel Richie for a minute. Everybody excited about the
Yeah, he's not dead.
I said, well, oftentimes when I see announcements for shows like this, it's one of those, okay, we'll, you know, have...
Don't you think you would have known, though, if Lionel Richie
died? Yeah, probably.
He's on American Idol.
Right.
Yes, he is. So when is this show? It's on the end of the month, right? The
Gershwin Awards? It airs on PBS on May 17th.
Oh, not
until
May.
It's a really great cast. His buddy Luke Bryan, Jen's boyfriend, he was there. She lent him out for the night, which was really sweet of you. And so he went and, so he got to pay a tribute to his friend Lionel, and I think he performed, and then Boys to Men were there, and Chris Stapleton, and Gloria Estefan, and Anthony Anderson was the host. It seems like it's going to be a fun show. The list of performers was pretty impressive. And who doesn't love Lionel Richie, right? Like, even if you're not, like, down with his music, his personality is just so fun, and he's such a legend. I think it's going to be a good show to watch.
You know, it's really interesting, as a side note, about Anthony Anderson, how he has made, he was worried.
Oh, he's on the new Law and Order, right?
He's on the new Law and Order.
Right.
Blackish is wrapping up. He's going to host again to tell the truth with his mother.
He's good. I like him.
He is good, and he is likable. You're right about that. And he lost a lot of weight for Blackish, but it looks like he put some of it back on for Law and Order.
Cops and donuts.
Yeah.
In New York, it's bagels.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Why not?
Cops. Gotta play the part authentically.
Bagels. Yes, that's right. Absolutely. Yes, yes, yes. Okay. 30 minutes, 30 seconds. I love it. When, you know, I have I'm feeling tributary today. That is thinking about all of the people that we've had doing the behind the scenes on this program. And I'm finding myself really liking Phil. There's another one in my head.
After all these years, you're like, well, I'm finding myself leaning in the direction of
Phil liking
Phil.
Phil says it's time for a commercial break at 18 after the hour.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at Top.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's 23 at the hour now here on the DJV program for a Friday, overviewing now the top items, the trending stories from social media, all about people, personalities, places. Well, no, there's usually about people. So we have Tiger Woods in our focus along with Elon Musk. No, they're not getting together for a hot date, but we'll find out what's going on with each of them in a moment.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20, because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital.
Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I want to be able to keep my plans.
So I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
All right, let's get to Elon Musk first of all, shall we, Jay?
Yes, absolutely. He welcomed a second child with Grimes. Grimes is the artist. They were formerly together. They had the son, X-A12, that everybody was kind of like...
Does Grimes have a first name or a last name, or is it just Grimes?
That's her artist name.
What's her real name?
Given a legal name. But yeah. They welcomed a second child. They had broken up previously, secretly rekindled their romance recently, a few months ago, welcomed a second child via surrogate named Exa Dark Sidear EL, and then have broken up again already.
Would you like to explain that? No, I guess you don't have to if you don't want to, but what's the significance? Is that an like outer space name?
Wasn't it some
sort of a math code?
I thought the X-A12 was. Exa Dark that one was a little bit easier to figure out how to say, and then the last.
What is she, about 13? She looks like, how old is this woman?
Grimes is 33, and then Elon Musk is 50.
She looks a lot, and she looks like she hasn't had a good hamburger for a while. At any rate, okay, so that's another exciting adventure for Elon Musk.
Well, and then Tiger Woods, that's an exciting news that he was inducted into the Golf Hall of Fame, and he was actually inducted by his daughter. She's the one who did the speech to welcome him.
That's sweet.
She's 14 years old and definitely made him cry. She even talked about when the year she was born, he was in this position to make an 18-foot putt to force a U.S. Open playoff, and he missed it by a foot. Then immediately rushed to the airport, got to the hospital from Pittsburgh to Orlando, drove to the hospital, and got there like 5 minutes, and then she was born, just making it. And then she also commented on his recent car crash and how they never thought that he'd really be able to walk well enough again to really play, and the fact that he can still get out on the field. Get out on the grass and do everything has been pretty astounding. And he got up there and he ended up crying just because she was so beautiful with her speech. She's the one that blew everyone away.
There's nothing stronger or more beautiful than the love of a father for his daughter, and vice versa. So I can say that. It's kind of, isn't it? So, I mean, think about your relationship, all three of you, with your father. And think about the good moments and smiles. Yeah, exactly. All right, 28 after the hour. Tears go away now.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here is today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. The New York Power Authority, in collaboration with Electrify Commercial, announced a charging station open to all compatible electric vehicles in the city of Binghamton, New York. The newly opened location is part of New York Power Authority's Evolve Charge Network, providing a fast, convenient charging stop for EV drivers traveling through greater Binghamton area. For more automotive tech stories, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared. With windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades. Only available at Walmart.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZ.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Inflation continues to eat away at our finances. The average American is spending roughly an extra $300 a month to cover for the added expenses of inflation. The mixed messaging from the White House does not help us understand the plan to make things better. Jen Psaki from the White House Lectern.
The expectations and their assessment at this point continues to be that it will moderate by the end of the year.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen.
We're likely to see another year in which 12-month inflation numbers remain very uncomfortably high.
Russian President Putin announced he plans to nationalize all businesses leaving Russia because of their invasion of Ukraine. In response, President Biden on Friday is expected to call for an end to normal trade relations with Russia. That'll clear the way for increased tariffs on Russian imports. The group of seven nations and European Union leaders are expected to follow suit. USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Two different states, two different ways of dealing with their rattlesnake problems. An annual rattlesnake roundup in South Georgia recently changed the event this month to celebrate living snakes without skinning and butchering them, gaining praise from animal rights activists. In Texas, they do things a little bit different. Texas plans to do away with the deadly pests at the world's largest rattlesnake roundup this weekend in the Texas town of Sweetwater. Animal rights activists are calling it barbaric. Dennis Cumby, one of the organizers, says it's the biggest event in this town every year. It's very much a part of our culture. End quote. Major League Baseball is back in action.
The baseball lockout is over as the owners and players have come to terms on a ratified new collective bargaining agreement, which will ensure a full 162-game season beginning April 7th. Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred says he believes that the owners' imposed lockout helped, despite being frustrating for the fans.
I do believe that the lockout helped move the process along. And, you know, if we had just slid into the season, started the season without the lockout, I don't think we'd have an agreement today.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Congress initiated daylight savings time during World War I and again during World War II. The idea was to have extra light into the afternoon, and it would save on lighting energy. In most states, remember to set your clocks ahead 1 hour early Sunday morning. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Colors. I mean, we put green in our carpet, we put green in our drapes, and we call it forest green. And food manufacturing companies will take something mass-produced on commercial farms that are poisoned by terribly poisonous pesticides, herbicides, fertilizers, everything else, and flavor it, color it, just like morticians, to try to make it look really good. Those are the kinds of foods that mess up the brain.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thirty-four after the hour of this pleasant day. It's a Friday, March the 11th. People seem to like Friday. Weather around the country is pretty good, actually, for, well, there's snow headed in the direction. I will not be in this direction to come snow time tomorrow, but it's nice to know that it's still, especially when you consider the snow will fall, excuse me, when it's 26 degrees, and by the end of the day, it'll be 49 degrees. So the snow will come and go. As it does much at this time of year. A lot of things at this time of year as we get into, what are we, a week away from the first day of spring? Or no, we're 10 days from the first day of spring. The clocks go ahead this weekend.
Oh,
so we'll listen
is it this
to
weekend?
Victor. Yeah.
It's this weekend.
She'll be complaining all. Fortunately, I won't be here on Monday to listen to you spend most of the day complaining about how much sleep that you lost. When you could easily take a nap and make up the 1 hour of sleep.
I take a nap
every day.
That.
It's not
you,
that, Doug.
You feel jet-lagged without even having the fun of going somewhere.
What a bunch of wimps. Oh, my God. Okay. Anyway, today, is that we celebrate National Promposal Day, the act of asking somebody to the prom. So why is this? Nobody asked me to the prom. Well, this didn't start till 2001. Did you have
I
this
can't
happen?
Can't imagine when you're such a kind and empathetic soul.
I know, right? Who wouldn't be lining up to ask you?
Are you saying that because I think that people moaning and groaning about missing an hour of sleep is a horror show? What is
it's
that?
It's not the hour of sleep. It's like Jay said, it's the number one week of heart attacks and strokes and heart issues and hospitalizations go up for the entire week after what's going to happen on Saturday at 2 a.m. So it's not just losing 1 hour of sleep.
Aside from Groundhog's Day, it is the most, or Groundhog Day, it's the most ridiculous thing of the year. It really is.
Right.
Ripping rodents from trees, not a good idea. And screwing around the clocks, not a good idea. And it doesn't serve any purpose anymore.
It isn't a good idea. It's silly. Yeah, it should be taken care of, but it's like everything else. The two sides can't agree on what, they can't agree on anything. Can people even agree that today is Friday at least? Let's go
yeah,
for that.
And I don't. You know what? I don't think it's about two sides when it comes to the time. I don't know anybody who.
Yeah,
likes
no
the
one
time
else on the other side of this. Maybe Doug is because I don't know why.
What? On the other
do
side
you
of
like
what?
That, you're in favor of
no.
Daylight
I think
savings?
It's stupid. It's ridiculous. Okay. Yeah, no use for it at all. Okay, Jay, who invited you to the prom, or did you invite somebody to the prom?
I was invited to the prom.
Remember what his name was?
Different person. Well. I went to three proms, sophomore, junior, and senior.
Really?
So they were different people.
So that's pretty
good. We were all friends, yeah. I went with friends, guy friends.
Right. Guy friends, but nobody that you kissed at the end of the evening?
No.
Okay. All right, Victoria, so who'd weird. You kiss at? When you
I didn't
to
go to
prom.
A prom.
Nobody invited you?
I went to an all-girls school. We didn't have a prom.
Well, they had no gay girls there that would have asked you to go to the prom?
I had a boyfriend who was, like, in college or out of college since high school, so he was not about to go to a prom, even if there was
That's
one.
I'm
going
to put
like,
a call
yeah,
into
no.
to Nancy about this old boy dating your daughter. There you go. All right, so Jen, you must remember who you went to the prom with.
Did. It was just a friend. We had a group of friends I went to.
What is there about all that? Well, actually, I went to the prom. The one prom I did go to with Sandy Howell. She was a friend. That was it.
I just went, we only had it was the senior prom, and I never went as a sophomore or as a junior, so I just only went my senior year, and it was really sort of awful. Our chauffeur, our limo driver, got us lost. We were late. They weren't going to allow us in because they thought we were out doing drugs, and really it was just the limo driver who was like, nice. Taking us on a wild ride, and then finally our parents called and said, hey, these girls need to get in there. So then they let us in, right. And it was fun. Yeah. It sounds fun.
Yeah.
I feel like it's probably more fun if you go with a group of friends, right?
Just well, because we got cut short, we did like an impromptu sleepover at my house. My mom let all of us come over, so yeah, it was
fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, not
That's
a good memory.
That's what it's all about anyway, getting with your friends and dancing.
Mm-hmm. I was not much of a dancer, so I think I...
I thought you loved to dance. I thought that's like your jam.
I do like to dance. That doesn't mean I'm a good one. I don't know how to. No, I'm not a good dancer. Megan and I laugh about it. She's got two left feet, and I've got two left feet. And at at Brendan's wedding, she and I danced together, and it was Brendan together. A serious. He was laughing and laughing and laughing. I had to explain to Sophie. Brendan is my son. Sophie's his wife. Megan's my daughter. How we through the years have. Teased each other about the fact that we, neither of us dance well or not good on our feet, if you will. And it just looked kind of silly, I suppose, much as anything else. So here we have Colin Kaepernick. Kaepernick, right?
Oh, boy.
Kaepernick. He wants to make a comeback. How many times has that happened? He hasn't played for, 5 years, 6 years with the kneeling stuff? So he now,
a while, right?
Yeah, he thinks now there are plenty of social justice issues that legitimize the fact that he was calling attention to them. He's got a new training video out to show people how to play football. So he's on the mend. He wants to come back again. How many people want to celebrate? Why would people even care, I guess, as much as anything else?
Well, no one's going to sign him. He's tried I feel like it was right before COVID. He tried again and just, submitted workout videos and filmed one and new one, and just, it didn't go anywhere. He's,
mm-hmm.
He's been doing a lot of charity work and stuff behind the scenes, so he should just probably stick to that because it's not going to be football anymore.
Right,
unless he
those...
wants to go to like a Canadian league, right? Or that new
Canadian.
What's that new? What's the new league? Is it the new XFL or something? Are
yeah,
they starting
it was the XFL,
it?
But I don't know what they're calling it now.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
They can call it the XFL. That means all the players are ex NFL players. Could it mean that? Want to try that one on for size or not?
He probably would do well there. He it's going to be like a rep, but he's going to have to be prepared to get booed because I have a feeling there'd be a lot of people that would boo him because the XFL is going to be a little different than
going
to have more of that wrestling vibe to it. So
there's a 62-year-old man in jail today in San Francisco. Police right jolly on the spot arrested him because they say he's burglarized 70 homes at 62. As for most people think that the people that rob houses are criminals are young, right? How often do you see somebody this age out and about robbing people, sticking up banks, that kind of stuff?
How'd they catch him?
That's a good question. Jennifer, you know you're the expert on California news. How'd they catch this guy?
I think they had him on surveillance camera in a lot of places. He's targeting small businesses. And he would come in during, like, the 2 a.m. to 4 a.m. hours. He would use rocks or hammers to shatter front doors or windows, and then he'd take cash registers, and he'd leave. So they had him on surveillance video, and some were released to the public, and that's how they were able to get the search going for what they called the 2 o'clock rock burglar. And they released a bunch of surveillance footage this week, and I guess based on tips for that, he was arrested. They didn't elaborate on how they identified him. But they said that they believe they picked up the 2 o'clock rock burglar.
Yeah, good for them.
That's good news.
While we're in California, I see that Chuck Grassley is 84 years old, senator from Iowa, is off on Garcetti.
This is the best story ever.
Yeah? What's he finding out?
So the reason is Chuck Grassley is that he's one of the heads of the committee that approves Biden's ambassador picks. And remember, Eric Garcetti, the mayor of L.A., is supposed to go on at some point to become ambassador of India. And during his hearing, Eric Garcetti was asked about all of the charges of sexual assault by his chief of staff. Rick Gates is his name, I believe. And Garcetti's like, oh, I didn't know anything about it. I wasn't privy to any of this, and I didn't see anything. Well, everybody, like, on the planet that works around Garcetti says he knew exactly what was going on with this guy in his office. The guy was harassing other men. He harassed an LAPD officer who came out against him. He harassed Yasser Ali, who's a pretty famous journalist around him, touching them, inappropriately kissing them, making people uncomfortable in front of him. And so Garcetti tried to pretend he didn't know anything about it. And now the whistleblower in his office came out and went to Chuck Grassley and said, he knew everything. And so I happened to be typing a tweet, laughing at Eric Garcetti yesterday, and one of my old tweets from 2020 came up, and it's a picture of his chief of staff grabbing the private region of another guy in a picture with Eric Garcetti sitting there smiling about it.
Damn.
So, you better call Chuck Grassley. So I sent it, and I said, here's your evidence, Chuck Grassley.
So the good news is the people of India who have already suffered enough will not have to deal with Garcetti. However, the bad news is the people of L.A. who have also suffered enough have got to stick around with him.
His term is done this year. So you know what? Okay. It would almost be worth keeping him for another few months just because he's such an empty suit. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, how do these people become supposed successful politicians? Wow. We got to look at ourselves in the mirror to find out why it is we vote for people like this. Meanwhile, I'm trying to figure out whether this is LAX, where somebody got off of a plane with 52 reptiles in his clothing, or was this someplace else? Where is this?
CBP picked him up, right?
California Bureau of Police? What does that mean, CBP?
Or the Border Patrol.
Bureau of Prisons, or the Border Patrol. So how about this? Can you imagine, like, 52 little alligators crawling around inside your pants?
No. And they're all big, by the way, in plastic bags. It was the Border Patrol agents that found horned lizards and snakes hidden in a man's clothing while he crossed into the U.S. from Mexico last month.
Yeah. Isn't that kind of big business, right? Selling reptiles and stuff like that.
Reptiles? I don't know. He was driving a pickup truck, and so they pulled him over for inspection, and they discovered 43 horned lizards and 9 snakes in plastic bags that he had put in his jacket and his pants pocket and in his groin area.
Mm. I'm just picturing the guy that opens his coat and it's all these watches, but instead lizards.
I know. Right. Trust me, you don't have to worry about this being me because I would have a heart attack.
The spring travel break, there's a warning, don't go to Mexico if you're planning on a trip for spring break. Stay out of Mexico, according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control. Travelers who head there would be open or to more COVID-19. So stay out of Mexico. 46 past the hour.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm sorry, I can't operate on that vehicle.
But doctor, you took an oath.
That RV, it's my son's RV.
Oh, doctor, isn't there anything you can...
I'm not a miracle worker, Sheila. I'm an RV surgeon, trained to save the lives of large injured recreational vehicles, which is definitely a real profession.
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, covered subject to policy terms.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20 because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital. Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com. I want to be able to keep my plans.
So I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
and EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Now, 53 after the hour, time for our weekly check on the top five items from the world of technology. The research done by Victoria Keelan, who just happens to be here with me. To start number five, let's count them down. Number five is a focus on Amazon hitting the road. The Russians are going to be really out to lunch, right, when it comes to ordering and getting those trucks in the middle of the road.
Right. No more Amazon vans parked in the middle of the road. That annoys. That's like the bane of Doug's existence. So they will not be seen anymore in Russia or Belarus. Amazon has decided to halt all of the shipments that are going to Russia and Belarus. They are also barring Amazon Prime Video in Russia. They're halting any new orders of the open world MMO New World game, which is the only game title that it sells in Russia. It's a big video game. A lot of other video game companies have done the same thing. They've just stopped selling over there. And so the cloud computing platform, Amazon Web Services, has also stopped accepting new signups for websites in Russia and Belarus. And so to get around this, though, Russian banks might start using cards that are issued by China's UnionPay system, which might allow Russians to make some overseas purchases, but it just pushes Russia, you know, even closer to China. So that's a lot of the critics are saying, the more we cut off Russia to the internet and to banking systems, the more we force them into the lap of China, basically.
All right, number four is a focus on Apple.
Yep, Apple held its peak performance event this week, where they introduced new products along with updates to the existing ones. The biggest news is the new M1 Ultra. This is basically the M1 chip that Apple has made. This is the first Apple-made chip in the history of the company. And so the Ultra is basically two M1 chips put together. It's 8 times faster than the standard M1 chip, which is already really fast because I have that in my desktop, and I can't believe it's twice as fast. The other new thing is the new iPhone SE. They chose one iPhone to redo, and they chose the SE. It's the newest. It's got
Yay!
The, Yeah, it's basically, it gives you, here's the thing, it's a smaller package, it's still the 4.7-inch screen. It gives, for $429, which is a bargain, compared to what you pay for the iPhone 13, and basically you're getting a 13 in a small package with the SE, so the new SEs are really great, and it's been a year and a half since the last update of the iPad Air. That has another new version. It looks the same, but it's got better stuff inside, and then Apple TV Plus for programming has announced two Major League Baseball games will air on Friday nights during the regular season, and they also have a 24/7 MLB live stream. So there's going to be a lot of cool stuff if you're a baseball fan.
Number three, a focus on crypto.
President Biden signed an executive order this week for a sweeping review of the government's approach to cryptocurrency. They obviously want to secure the U.S. as a leader in this rapidly growing industry, but there are also lots of safety concerns to consumers and to the financial system itself. So this whole review is probably going to end with some structure to it, which it desperately needs, some regulatory responses, which it also needs. And they say that the global market is $1.85 trillion for crypto right now. And so the Russian invasion of Ukraine has shaped Washington's focus on crypto and how governments handle digital currency. So Russia and China and 100 other countries are already looking at having a central digital currency. So we'll see where we come out of it. The Federal Reserve did their report in January outlining potential benefits and drawbacks of issuing electronic cash, which would basically be not that dissimilar to just issuing a credit card. But so Circle, which is one of the largest platforms of crypto in the world, wrote on Twitter, the CEO, Jeremy Allaire, wrote on Twitter that the United States is finally taking this seriously. And he said that those in the industry have been begging the White House for more than 9 years to get this regulatory system and structure in place. So hopefully something good will come of it. Crypto's not going anywhere for sure.
Number two, the hackers in Russia get turnabout as fair play.
Yeah, so Anonymous, which is the most notorious hacking group that we know of, it's certainly the highest profile. What they did this week, they hacked into multiple Russian TV broadcasts, and instead of showing whatever Putin wants to show, which is his propaganda machine, they turned it around and showed actual footage from Ukraine of citizens and civilians being bombed, forced to flee their homes. I mean, real footage of what's going on in Ukraine. And so they say that 70% of Russians actually support this invasion of Ukraine because it's been, you know, billed to them as fighting Nazism and saving Ukraine. So it's a mess.
Number one, Russia blocking all access to Facebook will be...
Yeah, this is sort of tied in with... they've blocked all access to Facebook, and this is a major problem. It's not just... this is like the banking system. If you keep pushing people into the dark, they're not going to have any way of knowing what's happening in the real world, and that's a problem.
All right, there they are, the top five items from technology this week. It's 59 past the hour on the DJ V Show.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.